Welcome to Tiger Talk, brought to you by Dakota Bank in Mobridge. And tonight we're going to start our Tiger Talk program with Nate Sievert. And he is the new Mobridge Pollock track and field coach.
Yes, sir.
Coach, good to have you along.
It's good to be here, Andy. Thanks for having me.
I've seen you a couple of times at basketball games and other events. You do a little officiating during the winter as well.
Hey, I'm sorry about that.
No, you do a great job. And I think that it's exciting that you get a chance to work with the Mobridge Pollock athletes in track and field. We've traditionally had a pretty good track and field team. We've had some teams win state events, and our throwers have always been really good. So tell me what you're seeing so far.
A lot of kids, a lot of enthusiastic kids. I think the 3 weeks that I've been out here so far, it's kind of get to know you kind of time period right now. Nobody knows me. I'm in the fourth grade right now, so I'm a little removed from the middle school and the high school students. So them seeing my face and I seeing their face, giving us an opportunity, both of us, both groups, to be able to get to know each other a little bit. But a lot of enthusiastic kids, kids willing to come out and really give their best and work hard at what it is that they're given with their gifts and their talents out there today.
Watching the kids during different events during the winter, you must have been thinking to yourself, there's a lot of athleticism. There's some great athletes in the high school, and maybe you can convert that into track athletes.
Love it. Yeah, I got a really great passion for track and field. I got that over the past 5 years at the previous school I was at. But yeah, being able to see from the fall season into the winter season, the young ladies and young men that were participating in that, you kind of get a little itchy and, gosh, I hope I have them out there and have the opportunity to work with them and hone their skills and their talents to be able to do what they can do out on a track and field.
Well, and then you think back to, you know, the fall and the cross country team, and the numbers were pretty good cross country for us this year. But the amount of placing that we did at different cross country meets and at the state meet as well.
Yeah, and track's kind of a unique animal in that you have so many different places that student-athletes can perform well in a distance area or in a sprint area or a jump or a throw. And Mobridge was blessed with a pretty solid cross-country season, as you said, this year, and to be able to take the bulk of those kids, I believe most of them are running track, and push them into the distance portion of our track season is going to be a major help. Particularly with numbers, there's probably about 40 high schoolers, 20 and 20, split with girls and guys. You're going to have to be a little creative in putting kids into certain spots without overworking them too much as well.
And, you know, the nice thing about Mobridge Pollock now is that we've got this brand new track. We've got some new jump pits. We've got just a beautiful complex up there. And so we get to host a few more meets than we normally do. And we've got one, I mean, just around the corner.
Right around the corner. So, yeah, no, it's fantastic to be. I feel blessed coming into what an awesome facility that they have. And spongy new track, which is probably going to turn into some quick times, I guess, as well. But yeah, first meet's right around the corner, and I'm horrible with dates. So, but coming up next month right away, an early bird, and we have some rotary relays that we have going on, and then there's a middle school meet that we're hosting as well, and then I believe there's one final meet prior to the state week that comes up at the end or middle of May. So yeah, we'll be busy here. Come on out and help us out.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to talk about. The only way these track meets can get pulled off is if there's an army of volunteers. Come out and hold a stopwatch. Come out and hold a measuring tape. Whatever you can do. You know, it's high school sports, but it's your high school, and it's your opportunity to help out a program.
And that's one of the things I've seen thus far being new to Mobridge. The huge amount of community support that they have for their kids at home games, football, volleyball, whatever it might be, basketball in the wintertime. Yeah, come on out. And Katie has been working hard trying to locate the volunteers and get going with that. So bless her for doing those things. But like you said, no, hold the tape. Get a ruler. Well, not a ruler, but a measuring tape. Rulers might take a little too much. Stopwatches, I think we got covered with a fantastic new automatic timing system, so we don't have to worry too much about that. But if people are into computers and what have you and like crunching numbers, we'd love to have you up in the booth doing that. And but yeah, plenty of opportunities to have people come on out and not only cheer, but also put some marks down for the kids.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is these are the same athletes that you showed up for during volleyball, football, basketball seasons, and you braved the cold weather and so on and so forth to come out and support these kids. Now, you got a golden opportunity with the way the weather looks now. If it holds like this, you know, it's another great opportunity not only to come out and root for the kids, but to sit in a great atmosphere and just have a great time.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it and getting to meet as many new people. I'm horrible with names. Like I said, it's been a learning curve the first 3 weeks. I'm still, what's your name again, with the kids. So I'm sure I'll do that with the parents, but I'd love to meet you and love to see the faces that make Mobridge what Mobridge is, and a great community.
So you have some Mobridge ties. I mean, this isn't completely out of the realm for you. I imagine you visited here more than once.
My wife grew up and graduated from Mobridge High School. She's a young lady, so I'm not going to put the year that she graduated into my comments here. But now we've come back for over the past 34 years, a couple weeks every year to visit family. So I know Mobridge, but I don't know Mobridge.
I see. Yeah.
Looking forward to getting to know Mobridge the way it is. So
we talk about you coming in the first year. Where do you come to us from?
I was previously at a high school in southern Wisconsin, a high school of about 500 kids. So had an opportunity to work with some fantastic kids and coaches in their track program for the past 5 years. So by no means am I an expert in it, but I think a number one thing with any coach in any sport, if you have a love and a passion, number one, for kids and wishing to see them grow as they're able to grow, but also a heart and passion for athletics like I do. The coaching aspect as far as X's and O's in other sports and who's running one event, what day in track and field, that's secondary in nature. But it's been a fantastic journey so far, and I'm looking forward to continuing with the great kids that we have out and also the fantastic coaches that I'm blessed to be working with here at the high school as well and middle school.
I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. The quote that I remember from a long time ago was a head coach is only as good as his assistants. So I want you to kind of go through who your assistants are and tell me a little bit about them.
I'm not going to say a whole lot about them other than they've been fantastic. Welcoming me, number one. Number two, just being able to work together. Like you said, great teams are made up of great coaches and definitely assistants. I believe he's a new face this year, Chris Freed. A couple of staff members, actually the rest of them are, I believe. Todd Noss, who I believe is the wrestling coach and also helps with football. Donovan Flaherty, who's the head football coach. And then Cody Stotes, who I also believe helps out with the football program as well. But like I said, great guys, an opportunity to work with them. And the team's success is going to be obviously built around the kids. I've never won an event in my life. I've never had really success in my life, but the kids have, and that's number one. We want to point the accomplishments to the team, to those kids and the hard work that they're putting in, and the ability to relate and help out with the kids on a personal level, the coaching staff thus far. Two thumbs up. If I had four, I'd put four thumbs up too. So
let's talk a little bit about what's happening at track practice right now. I imagine in 3 weeks' time, you're starting to you start out, everybody is on an even keel, and then you start individualizing different events. And with any individual sport, you want to fill every event out there, boys and girls. Do you have enough kids to do that right now?
Filling every event at every meet is going to be a push. I don't believe that, but we'll be able to, I think, bounce kids around a little bit to see where their true niche is, if you will, where their gifts and talents lie in those events. So we're a little thin in that area. If your moms and dads out there listen, encourage your kid to come on out and join the program. But yeah, the first 3 weeks have been more of a conditioning. Let's build up some muscles and that lung capacity that maybe you don't have coming in from other sports. Now we're starting to specialize a little bit more, getting the kids into the technical events, the jumps, the hurdles, the throws, get them going with that and honed in with their technical skills, while also continuing to build in that aerobic and anaerobic phase as far as the running is concerned, to get them hopefully prepared for the meets that are coming up really quickly.
Yeah, I was going to say, the meets are coming up. April 4th is the first one. It's
That's
a home
the
meet.
First outdoor meet. The first indoor that is coming up next Monday at Northern in Aberdeen. So we'll take a handful of kids over to that already. And then we'll have another follow-up indoor meet the 26th, which is the following Tuesday at Northern as well. So we'll have an opportunity to see some of the kids early, obviously in an indoor capacity, but give us an idea of maybe some things that we can do that first outdoor meet that's coming up early in April.
Okay. Well, I tell you, it's a pleasure to meet you. I look forward to talking to you more during the track season. And that's it for Tiger Talk. It wasn't that bad, was it?
Not too bad, Andy. Thanks for going easy on me.
All right. We'll be back in a moment. We're going to have Athletic Director Katie Cole come in and join us right here. This is Tiger Talk on Star 99.